Begin the Quran Daf Masechet Erev and Daf Chav Zayin. We begin on the base. We begin today's the Masechet. We begin towards the Gemara. Have mean I would have said my Sheicher. What does it mean Sheicher? It means Devei Lekilas. It means these figs from Keilas, which tells us what the drasha is. We learned in the Brisa, but Bagbag said that it says Baboker, where from there we learn out that you could buy the cattle with the skin, but Zayin says with the shearings, but Yain says with the jug, but Sheicher learns out, oh, you can purchase this temed from when you put in the pits and it starts fermenting. Now, the Gemara explains that all of these drushas are necessary because had you gone the other way around, you learn b'sheicher, so now would have said, well, what sheicher? Devei lekilas. It's the devei, these dried figs of kilas, which that's a peri. But I would have said maybe with the other things, you wouldn't say havla, and the Gemara goes on to show how each one is necessary. Taisa explains, kolhani drushas, all these drushas, expounding each one of these words, this says actually miyatur de beis in darish. It's expounded not from the word itself, but from the extra base, babok or batza and all the base. The prati tzrich lefrat klal, because the actual specifics of all these different cases of babok or batza and bayayin, b'sheicher, they're actually all necessary for the prati, for the prati klal, where when you expound the klal by the klal for the specifics. And because it says the mamon of shalach tzrich atrem and nai, but sure, two of them you need to have. Kedam perikam of the gedushin gabay nakal, like the Gemara says in the first perik gedushin, abizayim and alf regarding when you're loading up a slave when you're sending him free. Dikstiv tzayin, because everyone only say she probably mean the gedulei karkulei. Would say, oh, okay, only that which doesn't grow from the ground. And because of garin had only say granary, habim in the balachem lo, I would say not a living creature. So here also you need to say the case of bakar and yain to say that oh, that it's things that grow from the ground and things that don't grow from the ground. And so said b'shach prati nami also the other specifics also shemitzuich l'shem drasha, maybe needed some type of drasha. So therefore it's not from the words itself, but rather from the extra base. But b'shavuos perik gimel also from the gemara shavuos and daf chavigin lo v'alaf perik bas l'yumup and the last perik yumup daf ayin vav v'alaf part of the gemara as and says ve'ima dvei lekilas. Say me when it says in the pasuk sheicher means these dveilas from this place kilas that is intoxicating. Mashan the gemara answers no gama sheicher sheicher minaser. We learn that it says sheicher by nazar and there it means wine. Also here by meiser it means wine. Now b'hacha nafkelon, but here the gemara actually learns out that sheicher is not dvei lekilas. From the fact that we include wine with the jug. So, Ella Hasam Itzruk Sheikha Sheikha. So, Taisa says, yes, it's because over there in that Gemara that learns out Sheikha Sheikha from Nazar to tell us that it's wine is Dulayim Sheikha Gufi Dvelikilas. That's to tell us that when it says in the word itself Sheikha, that does not mean Dvelikilas. Because as Taisa is saying, here we're going to the base of Besheikha. In other words, if we would not include wine agav kankan from the base of a yain, then we would not have expounded the base of b'sheicher to tell you that it's the temet. Rather, we would expound it for the ve'lekilis, like Tais explains later on. Now, what Tais is bothered regarding his interpretation is that all these specifics of this pasuk, papak, katzayin, yain, sheicher, you needed to learn out, like you said, b'chlau, prate klau, that it's specifically regarding prime pri, geduli karka. And all these drushes that we're saying we're going to have law, like we're saying we're learning out from the extra bases. Now that's a place of a kasha difficult because how could we say we had David mean that we're default to say the base of Beshecha? That the base of Beshecha l'dveli kilas asa. That's what the Gemara says. Oh, had we not had all these ones, even going backwards, we would have said no. Maybe Beshecha is coming to tell you the dveli of kilas. How could you say that we learn it out from, not from this base, we learn it from klal prat? Because David peri peri. It's derivative from derivative. So that includes the Devei Lekilas, which also primi pri. So how could you have entertained to say that you know it from the base of Besheicher that's coming to tell you the Devei Lekilas? So on that says Teis. Another question as Rebbe Shmuel is the Hecha Bailem Mahasim. How could the Gemara have thought to say over there that we quoted the Sheikh Gufa the Devei Lekilas that the word Sheikh itself is coming to tell you this Devei Lekilas? But Rama Hocha Agumar says over here Dilav Yitu the Yain Agav Kankan that if not for the extra Joshua, I'm telling you that when you purchase the wine, you could even get the jug with it. Have a mina the base, the b'sheichel dveil kilos. I would have thought to say that the base of b'sheichel is coming to the dveil kilos. But now that you have the base of b'yayin that's included the wine of kan kan, then you don't need to tell you dveil kilos. So if so, how could the Gemara say over there that sheicher itself is coming to the dveil kilos, but you don't need it because you learn from the yayin of kan kan, like our Gemara says over here. So that's the same thing. What you can say is the sheicher gufei, the word sheicher itself, b'yilamim le dveil kilos be'ina. Yeah, that's coming to tell you that, as the Gemara says over there, that for Dvelik Hilas. Vahacha, here our Gemara, although it says the same word Dvelik Hilas, doesn't mean the same exact thing. But Dvela mu'ureves im hamayim. It means when you take this Dvela and you mix it with water. Because that's how they used to make it. And they would be mavliya, they would absorb the value of the water with the devela. So that's what we're coming to include from our Gemara. There is talking about the devela kilos itself. And v'chashet tremi temet, but it's still more chashet even with the water than temet. So that's why the Gemara was saying that if not for the beis b'yayin, then we would have learned out that they would have said the beis b'sheich is going to tell us the devela is mixed with water, but not temet. However, once we're including already from the Yain Lagam Kakanai, so we already know the Tvela is mixed with water, and therefore the Beis of Bashech is coming to tell you the Temet. But the Gemara in Yuma was asking that Shecher itself should tell you the Tvela kills itself, which that's still less than Yain Lagam Kakanai, and then you wouldn't have known that's what you're learning off in the word Shecher. And that's what you're going to say, wait a second, the Gemara in Yuma over there that learned out a different halacha, that Shtia is included in Achila. How do we know? Because it says Vachalta, Mais the Gantcha with Tirishcha, Tirish is wine, and it says Vachalta. And that is taste dates at the second look. It says, Amayla Muchachas and Nishtiba Chalachil. Why didn't we bring a raya? By drinking the kula and eating Midir Abinon Temed. Because we add on Temed as one of the items. But Amrachman Abachalt and Terry says, you should eat it. And Taysa addressed the question. I don't think to say, oh, how are you going to have this Temed beverage? It's through a Nigrin, which that's something that you eat. No, could Amrin Hasam, like the Gemara says over there, the Midi the Mishakabinan. That you need something that's intoxicating, and that's only when you drink it, not when you eat it. And here too, not just by wine, but also regarding the temet, halavasim rebrewed the shecher. Since you're learning from the riboy of shecher, so it has to be something that's intoxicating. So therefore, you know that you're drinking it. So then, why wouldn't that be a proof of the shtid b'chal achila? And that's essentially for someone you can say is the b'chalta lekoy abezin. The word b'chalta is not going on the bezin. Elaguv in the it's going on the specifics of the pasuk itself. So that from the specifics of the pasuk itself, you would not see shtei b'chal achila. And a proof of this is because the oir v'giza v'kankan lav v'nechila ninu. Because actually the hide and the shearings and the jug, all these different things that were included in the base are all not things that are edible. Obviously, b'chal is not going on them. And the Gemara cannot improve that the shtei is including achila from the fact that we're including temed. Because the word b'chalt is not going on that. So Taisus had said all the drushes that the Gemara brings were learning out from the bezin, and if not from the bezin b'yayin, we would have said that the bezin b'sheicher is including the veil kills is mixed with water. Whereas the Gemara in Yuma and Shavuos expounding the gezer shovah sheicher nazir is going on the word sheicher itself, that's not going to be the veil kills, that's going to be only wine itself. K'ninik says the master begins with the Gemara Havamin, I would have said, tzayin agav oiri in. We're only including the sheep with its skin and not with its shearings. Because the Gemara had said, that was Rabbi Yochanan's question, what do you mean by Bakr? And if you think to say, that we wouldn't say by Bakr, I would have said Tzayin, that as Taisa Mas is going on, only on its R and not the shearings. Oh, and that's why it says by Bakr, to tell you the R. And then you have Tzayin to tell you the Gizam. But that Taisa asked us to take a cycle. He said, Vantem, you're going to say, but what do you mean? How can you tell me Tzayin is coming to include the R, but you already learned out from Bayayin, which includes the jug, the R and Amichash of Shemer. The skin of an animal is also where it protects the inside of the animal. So just like you're telling me that included in the yain is the jug, so I already know the skin of the animal for the animal itself. So why would I need something to tell you the eye, right? And that's what you, what you could say is the eye have a kokach shem the bus. No, the skin is not such a protector for the flesh as the wine, because the mishahuv should have a shem, because when you skin it, it's not a shem anymore. But wine, Yev Shabbali Kankan, is not possible without the jug. And therefore, even if the Torah had told you that you could purchase wine with the jug, I still would have needed a special teaching to tell you that you could purchase the tzayin agav ha'ayir. And therefore, it's possible that, as the Gemara is entertained now in the Havminim, that although when you have tzayin, I would have said that's including all the ayir, and therefore that's the question, what do you need a bakar for? Because the tzayin will tell you the ayir, and that ayir you would not have known from the yayin, which includes the jug, because the jug is more critical of a shamer than the ur is a shamer for the sheep.